Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
2016 Jamaica 4-H Club's Boy and Girl of the Year crowned on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Stick around to hear more and later, or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjouie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
The 2016 Jamaica 4-H Club's Boy and Girl of the Year have been crowned. Port Antonio High School student Patrick Morris and Montego Bay High School for Girls student Siobhan Smith were declared winners at the National Achievement Expo held recently at the Demby Showground in Clarendon. This after their projects were judged to be the most outstanding. 16-year-old Patrick Morris says he worked on 3 projects: seeding production, organic dachshund pesticide, and garbage management. He tells us more about his projects.
My dachshund pesticide is an organic pesticide made from dachshund where calcium oxalate crystals are extracted. It can be applied to any plant. And my seedling production. Well, my school has a greenhouse which was funded by Digicel and the Food for the Poor, where I'm in charge of planting the seedlings so I can put it in the greenhouse.
Patrick used the opportunity to clear the drains that were blocked at his school during the recent heavy rains in Portland for his garbage management project.
So we were in charge of clearing that drain and chucking it back up to Springbank and educate other persons about proper disposal of their garbage.
He says he loves agriculture and lauds the 4-H Club for helping him to become a leader and a positive contributor to his country.
Agriculture to me encourages youth to become entrepreneurs, because by learning how to do certain things like taking care of rabbits or grafting plants, it helps you to develop a thing that you can profit from.
17-year-old 2016 4-H Girl of the Year Siobhan Smith also worked on a threefold project.
One of them involves a recycling project, which was in my school, recycling of plastic bags, plastic bottles. I also did a donation to Perry Street Basic School, which is in close proximity to my school. And I also reintroduced them to the 4-H Club so that the cubbies can take part in the 4-H Club. And I also donated a suggestion box to my school. It is going to be installed where persons can really voice their opinion in order for us to grow from certain.
Siobhan says her calling is to do something in the social aspect of 4-H, which would also involve encouraging others to join the club.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here house yet?
No, they might do an next census or something.
No, man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to me, you know.
Man.
Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police compressure, man, you know.
No, man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey are going to help them forget more up-to-date information, and then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convinced me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, I'm not about to run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Gie man me as, imwa sadutu. Translation: give a man my horse and he want a saddle as well. And this means someone who is not easily satisfied. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjouie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.